Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay, I got this this offer in the mail. I was just wondering, I was just calling to see how it works.
Okay, sounds good. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2311 3101 0050 1332.
Okay, let's take a look. I have Carlson Farm Stand?
Yes.
Okay. And who am I speaking to?
Richard Carlson.
Richard Carlson. Okay. And just in case we get disconnected, is this number ending in 0012 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info that I have on your business, and then we can answer any question that you might have. What is the structure of your company? Is it a C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay.
Yeah.
And I have your address here as 472 Elwood?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then how long have you been in business for?
With this corporation, maybe five, but it's been in the family for a long time. I took it over 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Did you change it from a different class of business structure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's the original year of, or guesstimate of year of?
Well, we've been here since 1872.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Are you guys like one of the first people to come here or something?
Yeah, we're the only farmers left in this area, too. It's all built up.
Oh, wow.
Where am I talking to?
I'm in California, in San Diego.
That's big farms out that way.
Yeah, we have a lot over here.
Yes.
Also, yeah, there should be a good amount over in Florida, too, huh?
Yeah, I'm up in New York.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it ain't that much, but it's good.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I guess I would just like to borrow maybe $50,000 or something like that to get another couple pieces of equipment. You know, I was just wanted to see how your company works.
Okay, sure. So you said $50,000 for equipment?
Yeah.
Okay. What type of equipment are you buying?
Probably planters and a tractor.
Forklifts. Okay.
Is that what your company does mostly?
Yeah. Actually, that's equipment financing. It's our bread and butter. So we've been doing equipment for 15 years or so.
Yeah, I've been dealing with this other company. They're okay, but...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Who have you been dealing with?
A Direct Capital.
Oh. I don't think they do equipment financing.
Pacific Leasing, if you know them.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them. Is it Pacific Finance?
Yeah.
Or Financial Pacific? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, Financial Pacific, yeah.
Okay,
Yeah, I got some machinery through them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Alrighty, do you already have quotes or invoices from like the vendor you're buying it from?
I don't have any, no. I just called you. I just got this, and I just wanted to see what your terms are.
Oh, okay. Well, equipment finance, for us, for equipment financing, it's, if you think of it like a traditional car loan, set up on like 2 to 5 year term, we have monthly payments, so that's a plus side. And rates, it starts in the mid single, low single digits, and then goes up, depending on, different factors, of course, and then
Because
they'll promote the number.
there's another thing too. I wanted to get a couple of dump trucks because it's getting very busy around here now, and I thought I'd branch out a little bit. So you're good with the equipment then? Okay. All right. So how do I know? You see, when I go out to get something, I go to an auction or something. I want to know if I can. Usually, I get an okay before I can buy things.
Yeah, we can. What we can do is we can take a look at your business profile and kind of give you like a soft approval, so that way you can use it to shop. And we do auction too. So a lot of other companies, they don't do, auctions or used or private parties, stuff like that. We actually do all of those. Yeah. So a lot of different options. So are you gonna buy these from an auction coming up?
Well, it depends. So I like to buy kind of new, almost new, but not brand new. I could save money because we've got a big repair shop here, and I can, fix the things up and stuff instead of buying brand new. Because if I buy a new tractor, I just go right to the dealer, and they give me 0%.
If you buy it new, it's much more expensive. If it's old, used, it's a much better deal. Yeah. Can you hold on for just a second? Thanks. Hello? Thanks for holding. Okay. Perfect. So, you buy used, and is there something coming up right now that you're going to be purchasing these?
There is a few things, but I don't know if I'm going to have time. We're in a busy season right now.
Oh, that's good.
Just giving you a call to see, you'd like me to find some things and then tell you ahead of time, or?
Well, what I can do is we can start the process first, and then once you find the pieces that you want to purchase, you send over the quote, and then we can, continue on, move forward with the loan. We can give you like a soft approval, like I said, and then we can, once you get the pieces, or you have like an auction coming up and they have like a list of the
If I could get
equipment, and
an
you can tell me
idea,
which
just
one it is. Exactly, kind of more like a
yeah.
solid idea of what you're looking to purchase.
Okay, but I guess it'd be in the $50,000 range, maybe a little more. I don't know how to,
Okay, sounds good. How's your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're above that or
I
below that,
just
or
got off
around that?
FICO. It was seven something
Seven
on
something.
my
Okay.
Discover card, and I have
Okay,
no
that's
problem.
pretty good. Okay, yeah, that's good. So you definitely, qualify for some of our good programs for equipment. Are you? You mentioned you worked with Direct Capital. Do you currently have a loan through them, or you?
Direct cut, and I think that was paid. But I got one now with Pacific Leasing, Pacific Financial. I have one with them right now. I bought three pieces of equipment at an auction about 2 years ago.
Sorry about that. Someone was asking me a question. Can you repeat that? Sorry.
The only one I have now is with Pacific Financial Leasing. Got three pieces of equipment with them.
Oh,
right,
three
now.
Pieces. Okay. Okay, cool.
All the other stuff I own.
I see. Okay. Sounds good. And can you tell me a little bit about, you know, your business? You know, I know you say you're a farmer, but do you plant, you know, all different types of things, or you specialize in certain areas?
Well, it's all fresh market. I have three farm stands in the area. We grow for. We raise a lot of tomatoes and, you know, things like fresh market stuff.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm actually helping a client run right now that is looking to plant 200 acres of tomatoes. I guess it's a good season right now.
Yeah, that 200 acres, that's a lot of tomatoes.
It's a lot of tomatoes.
I mean, for fresh market, I got about 6 or 8 acres, and I can, that's a lot of, I stake them and, you know, and they go through the farm stand, that's a lot. 200 acres, that's a lot of tomatoes.
It is a lot of tomatoes. They're called
for commercial, you know.
Yeah, they're called Tomato Time out of Florida.
Yeah, they only do tomatoes. Yeah, they pick them green and ship them up here, and they have no taste. That's mm-hmm. what people want. Wait for me. I got a good tomato. Right.
So yours is like more fresh and like off the pick.
It's incredible. And the corn and all that stuff.
I love corn.
Oh, I got the best sweet corn, tomatoes, eggplants, cukes, zucchini, all that stuff.
Nice.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it's good.
Yeah. So how many acres of land do you manage?
I only farm about 20, you know.
20.
But I'm only like 45 minutes from Manhattan, you know. There's no farms left where I am.
Even listening to you, it's surprising that, you know, when you think of New York, you know, that picture in your mind is, you know, Manhattan, you know, skyscrapers,
yeah.
Things like that.
I can go 45 minutes, I'm right in the city.
I see. Okay. Well, I guess you're just far enough.
It's a little
and
different.
Also, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You're not used to seeing tractors here, but I'm here. So.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what your gross annual sales were like last year?
Excuse me?
Your gross sales for last year?
Gross? I guess it was a couple hundred thousand, something like that.
Okay, like 500 or something like that?
Yes, 300, say.
300? Okay, not too bad.
You know.
How's this year looking for you?
It's good. Everything looks good. Good.
Okay, that's good. And so what I can do is I can send over the application and basically, you know, our general equipment financing application. And then we can take a look at your business and your credit and, you know, if you have like a estimate on, you know, you said 50,000, you could just put down the 50,000 as the estimate for the pieces you're looking to purchase. And then we can, you know, give you like a soft approval so you know you can, you know, how much you can be approved for. Yeah, but the specific terms and all that would be, it would, you know, we'll need to know exact pieces in order to get those, but at least you'll know like a number that you would be qualified for. Okay. What's your email?
Yeah, the last auction I went to, I went a little over and they just bumped it up, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just off, so it's Exactly. Okay, what is your email?
Carlson Farm Stand Corp at gmail.com.
Carlson's Farm Stand Corp.
Stand.
At gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have CarlsonFarmStandCorp.
Yeah. Carlson's okay. Farm Stand, yeah, at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. I can go ahead and send that over to you. And then, do you know when you might be able to send the docs back to me? All I need is just some bank statements, 4 months, and your just the application, basically. Just those two things.
Okay, maybe your next, probably have to be Monday, Tuesday or something, next week.
Okay, no problem. There's no rush. It just sounds like, you know, it's something down the road sometime this year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And all you right. said right now is your busy season. When does the busy season end for you?
Well, it goes right through into November.
Oh, okay. So a few months left.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you most likely either would probably purchase it after that, or unless there's like a auction or a good deal between
probably,
that time period.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to just have like the number that you would be approved for, so you know what you're working with. Okay. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you, and then I'll just touch base with you Monday or Tuesday just to see where we're at with everything.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.